From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The G20 summit of the world's richest economies wrapped up Saturday against a backdrop of angry protests. Luis Ramirez reports from Hamburg.
More protests rocked the German port city of Hamburg Saturday as the G20 wound down. President Trump was on center stage talking about a new trade deal with Britain's prime minister and taking up the thorny issues of trade in North Korea with China's leader. Trump's America First policy and Brexit presented a challenge for supporters of globalization at the summit. With so much discord on matters of trade and climate, host Angela Merkel said talks were difficult. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Iraqi security forces say they expect to declare victory in Mosul in the coming hours, which would bring an end to the Iraqi half of the Islamic State caliphate. VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Iraqi forces are using coalition airstrikes and ground support for the offensive to take back Mosul. Months of fighting has devastated much of the old city, including the landmark 850-year-old Gran El Nuri Mosque and its leaning 45-meter minaret that jihadists recently blew up.
The United Nations has predicted it will cost more than $1 billion to repair Mosul's basic infrastructure. Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez says he is prepared to return to jail rather than abandon his campaign to remove President Nicolas Maduro from power. Lawmaker and close ally Freddy Guevara read a statement from Lopez hours after Lopez was removed from a military prison to house arrest. In his words, he is now a prisoner in my own home, like the Venezuelan people. The 46-year-old Lopez spent more than 3 years in a military prison. He was sentenced to nearly 14 years for inciting violence. This is VOA News.